Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path.
There's a story in our Bible in that small book of Haggai towards the end of the Old Testament about the people of God as they head back home to rebuild the house of God and rebuild Jerusalem. The Bible tells us as they begin to build the house of God there, some of the older men who remember that great temple that Solomon built, they begin to weep and cry because of this. They remembered the house that Solomon had built and how wonderful it was, how beautiful it was. And they sat there weeping because they were so convinced that this new home they were building, this new temple they were building, would never be able to compare to what God did with Solomon's temple. But what I like is this verse that God sends the prophet Haggai to give his people. And it says this in Haggai 2:9, "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." You know, God sends Haggai, this prophet, and he says, listen, I want you to know that this new house you're building, the glory of this house will be greater than even that of what Solomon's house was. And it's a good thing to know that the same God who was there in Solomon's house was going to be there in this new building, this new temple as well. But can I say this? I think sometimes you and I as Christians have spent too much time living our Christian life looking in the rearview mirror. And we like to think about all the things that God used to do and how he used to work. And we have forgotten that the same God who did work back in those days is able to work today and move today. And I want to say that you and I as God's people need to learn that the glory of this house today, tomorrow, the future can be greater than even that of the former, because the same God who worked yesterday still works today.
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.